1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mic check. Hey, it is time for Poetic Justice. It is 8 p.m., actually 8:02 on your p.m. dial.
And 53 seconds.
You already know it. My name is John Slaughter.
Dijon Culpepper.
And this is Poetic Justice on KABU. It's the poetry movement. You know, Dijon, you know we love the song by Kendrick Lamar. Poetic Justice. Poetic Justice. We need that as
of course we love it because we inspired that song.
We need that as the intro air music. You know what I'm saying? We need that.
We do.
We love the movie by John Singleton.
Yeah, because you know back in the day when we used to kick it with John, he was like, man, you know what, y'all really got something going. I got to incorporate this into a movie.
Right.
And I'm thinking Tupac, Janet, and
me
and you was just sitting there like, John, do it, bro.
Man,
do it.
I was like, I should have played Chicago. You know, I really thought I should have played Chicago,
man,
way back in the day.
Bro, I know you did.
And they should have called me Portland,
I just didn't want to see Tupac swing on you, bro.
Oh, I feel you. I feel you on that one. You already know. Hey, this is the best 2 hours of your day, your week, your month. If you don't know about Poetic Justice, it's a poetry movement. We get a chance to be on KABU for 2 hours. We get a chance to interview some of the dopest individuals in this city. We get a chance to talk a little bit of ish. We get a chance to give you some good information about what's going on, not only in our city, around, you know, our surrounding little areas in the state of Oregon, but also national news. You know, we get a chance to address real topical issues, and we have fun.
Oh yeah,
you already know. Dijon, how you doing, bro?
You know what, bro? I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm coming off of a 2-week stint dealing with some madness. Wasn't quite whatever was floating around.
Yeah,
the
you
rest
had
of the
you
city.
Had that walking Ebola,
bro. I didn't have walking Ebola.
You had that the pneumonia.
It might have been.
You had something.
It might have been, bro. It wasn't the flu though. It was I don't know, man. I woke up one day and it was like I just felt the need to cough, and it felt like Freddy Krueger was scraping at my lungs every time I did it. And you know, never turned into like that whole vomiting craziness. But next thing I know, you know, I'm on Facebook and Instagram Live with a neti pot. If y'all don't know what that is, I was flushing water through my nostrils, and people was like, "You're crazy," and I was like, "Yeah, but I feel better."
Right.
You know, vitamin C, plenty of tea.
Yes.
So.
I don't know if you believe in the flu shot. I really don't believe in the flu shot. We can talk about that later, but
man,
it's going
you
around.
You anti-vaxxer.
I swear it gave me the flu one time, bro. I'm telling
it
you.
It does.
I'm telling you.
By the time they come out with the flu shot each year, right? Now, I'm not going to harp on all the other vaccines. By the time they come out with the flu vaccine every year, it's behind, man. And it's only for like 3 or 4 strains out of like 500. So they hoping that it actually is relevant to your sickness.
Well,
so you ain't injecting me with nothing, bro.
Hey, I didn't get the
I'm
flu shot.
I'm too old for it, man.
It went through my household like 2 times. I think everybody in my house got it twice.
Oh.
Yeah, like had it for a couple of days, thought you got better, then had it for like another week. Like
that's not good business.
Nah, it's really, really not good
nothing
business.
Nothing good about that.
Hey, so I wanted to tell the people we got a couple things we're doing with the show. So as you guys all know, you know, we celebrated our year anniversary here on KABU, and we're starting to do a little bit of formalizing. We're having some new segments that we're bringing on the show, and we want to get some of your input. So you can actually, you know, call the air room. Now, John Slaughter is on the board tonight. So if you hear about any type of, you know, I'm just putting the disclaimer out now. You know, we broke KABU one time, so, you know, it wasn't actually me, you know.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Dijon either.
Let's be clear.
You know, it wasn't Wicked.
It's only been 2 of us in here for a long time.
You know what I'm saying? And so, if you want to give us a little bit of input of what you think, not just about our show, because we don't really care what you think. Well, we kind of sometimes we do, but we keep it moving anyway.
And we care what you think if you got enough people backing you up.
That's true. That's true. But if you have some input on any of our
constructive
segments,
criticism.
Yes, and if you, of course, you want to talk to, you know, Slaughter or Dijon, you can hit us at 503-231-8187. That is the number to the air room here. But we got some new segments. Of course, we're always going to give you some you know, some local news, some national news. And of course, we have at 9 o'clock Dijon's life training tips.
Well,
I just be throwing words in there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
This month. this month, the word on the street is we're going to have Slaughter Cracks the Whips.
Yes. Well, hold on, though.
But, yeah, I'm
We still have, you know, the Dijon's.
I'll be talking about some things.
Yes. But, yes, we do have.
Slaughter's cracking the whip this month.
Dijon just introduced a new segment. It is called Slaughter Cracks the Whip. And if you don't know, that is one of my favorite sayings about cracking the whip. And, you know, so it is not a reverse racism term.
Reverse racism doesn't exist.
Right, exactly. It is
reverse racism doesn't exist.
It is a let's be real, let's keep it real. We've got to call you out. So that segment, we'll have that segment after the Dijon training tips.
It's life tips.
Life
bro.
Tips. I know.
Life.
I just let the
come on, man. What
out there.
Life?
We'll have that after Dijon's life tips. We'll do that like around maybe like 9:30 or so. We do have some great guests on our show today. We have a couple of people who might also stop through and visit us. You know, this if you are a good friend, I won't say just friend because we like good friends. If you're a good friend of myself or Dijon and you want to have a good time, come on down to the radio station.
It's a party, baby.
It is a party.
It's a party.
You know, we might not have fruit trays. You know, or Domino's Pizza, but you can come here and sign the Poetic Justice banner. You know, it's always up with Sharpies by there.
Matter of fact, Slaughter will get up in the middle of the show run out there to make sure that you can sign.
To make sure you sign the banner while the show is going on.
Shots
you know
fired.
What I'm saying? Bang, bang. Hashtag facts. That will happen. Come on down. You know, you don't even need to ask. Just press, you know, pick up the phone and press the button, and we might let you in. That's the kind of power we have here. We do have some things we need to talk about today.
There's a lot to talk about today.
We might actually miss an interview or two because we're talking about a very, very hot topic. It's always been hot, I feel like, for a while since...
Forever.
Forever. Since the forever of... The black man on this planet.
Yes.
We will be talking about the N-bomb, people.
Now, I got a question.
Hold on, before we get into it.
No, I got a question, because you said N-bomb. I got to ask this.
Go ahead.
Are we allowed to say that word on the air?
No, we are not allowed to say that word
not
on the air,
not even in a constructive
Dijon.
Way.
No, we are
now,
not.
Now, I want you to know. I want you to just remember
I'm
going to
answer
that.
Your question real quick. You know why?
But
you know
just
why?
Remember
hold
that.
On. I feel you. You know why? And this is why I'm going to say we are not, because I think we would like to keep our show.
But I just want you to remember that, because there's some people at a certain school over in Vancouver
yes.
that might be listening
snap.
To this show because of things going on. So let's keep
there might be some folks from Hosford Middle School here in Portland who might be listening to this show and might have some input. Maybe some parents, maybe some other kids.
I might need to do a Facebook Live video.
Maybe
right
some administration.
Now
I might too. If you're in KBU right now, get your phones out. We're gonna live. Everybody,
I think we about to go Facebook Live.
It's gonna be hashtag PJ at KBU. That's what we're gonna do. Hashtag PJ at KBU. I just created our own hashtags. I be doing that all the time. Let's just do that. Hashtag PJ at KBU. The letters, people, and then the actually at, and then. The actual KBOO. So as we keep it moving, we have a beat maker, like a live beat maker. I believe he's also a producer, too. I know he's a producer. We'll talk about this event that I had a chance to go and host. We got my man Jacob, a.k.a. Jalowo, in the building. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
I heard he's the dopest producer in Portland.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about it. He's not from Portland.
Look.
You know what I'm saying?
You know me, man.
You put him on the spot.
I was stirring the pot.
We're going to make him live beatbox.
Slaughter was like, did you meet him? I was like, yeah, he just told me he's the dopest guy in Portland. He's like, I didn't say that. I was like, yes, you did. I heard it.
Hey, you know how we putting the MCs on the spot?
Producers get put on the spot, too.
Hey, we're going to make him beatbox.
Word,
right?
Word.
You already know what I'm saying. So let's just get into it. So Dijon, you know, I don't know if there's any local news. If there is, you know, just hit me. We talk about it in a second. But
I'm gonna tell you some local news.
Go ahead.
You know how MCs used to get in trouble for yelling on stage, kill the sound man.
Yes.
Bro, we need to do the weathermen are killing us right now in Portland. And it's not even just like, oh, they're making a little bitty mistake. These dudes have been just, look, But they couldn't predict this Chicago-style wind
right.
that we got going on right now.
It's drastic right now.
Bro, it's like blowing people over. Like, I've never ran from my car to my house because of the wind in Portland or Vancouver where I live.
Hey, bro, I don't know if you remember. Well, I don't know when this happened because I don't really actually remember certain things went in time period, but I know they actually happened. I know in Portland, they canceled school one time for a windstorm. If you're from Portland and you remember this, give me a phone call. They canceled school because of a potential windstorm.
A windstorm?
No,
wait, hold on. You said potential.
It wasn't happening.
A potential windstorm.
It was supposed to happen.
Oh, wow.
Extra wild.
Wow.
Yeah. So the kids should be happy. We had a dusting on Wednesday. Two hour late opening on Monday and Tuesday. Kids, you should be very happy. My kids were very, very happy. Zofia, you are very, very welcome. Daddy did the snow dance for you. We'll talk about the snow dance if you guys need one. But yeah, weatherman, I'm gonna get your names and we'll be talking about you on next show. We're gonna see if you're gonna get some stuff right for the month of March. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Let's get into it. We're just going to let Billy Lee know right now, Billy Lee. We're going to have him on at 8:20. So we're going to give 6 minutes right now. We're going to get back into this. Dijon hit me up the other day, was like, we got something to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just go right into it. And we'll talk a little bit more about this later because we always get a chance to go back to subjects. We were at University of Portland for Poetic Justice for its fourth year in a row at U of P, the Pilots, Go Pilots, for their slam, annual slam. And, you know, they love when we bring out poets and, you know, they love Slaughter hosting. And there was a student talking about this.
Word.
So when you hit me, it was almost like, oh, yes, like it's happened two times over. And then I'm going to bring this up right now so we can get into it. I ran into a fellow MC. I'm going to just give his name out right now and say what school his kids go to. Shout outs to Randall. Of Speaker Minds, ran into the brother at Wicked Wednesday at Beulah Land.
Okay.
Shout out to DJ Wicked. And he told me, Randall told me that one of his kids got caught the N-bomb at school, at Hosford Middle School. We're just going to throw it out there right now.
Okay.
And he said he had some great conversation with my wife because she's a vice principal there.
Okay.
All right. Some great conversation. So then, of course, you know, I went home and was like, oh, hey, you know, we, of course, everyone knows about Speaker Minds. And so we were talking like, hey, I heard you had a great conversation with Randall and about a certain subject, about a certain word. So then she goes into telling me, oh my God, she had to go to all the different classrooms and took about a couple of days to talk about certain words that they can use
right.
in the school. And, you know, I almost have like diversity cultural lessons for the kids.
Okay.
And so it's wild how it's 2019 and I'm at the University of Portland and this young man talks about how there's only like a 1% of black students at the University of Portland. And he says that he's heard the N-bomb word in the past couple of months more than he ever has at a white campus. So Dijon, when you called me and said, hey, we need to talk about white kids using the N-bomb word, which is the N-I-G-G-E-R or even the A. Oh, let's talk, brother. Let's talk.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm just going to say right now, this is John Slaughter of Poetic Justice, but then also I am on KBOO, but I'm just going to say this right now. Maybe I might not represent KBOO right now. I'm just going to tell white folks, please stop using the N-bomb word. Please stop.
Bro, you know what? Since I spoke
please
to
stop.
You. Since I spoke to you.
Unless you're teaching as a professor, no. And you're bringing it up as an introductory, maybe, possibly, but please stop using the word.
Right.
It's just a flat out right. Hashtag facts.
It just shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be there. So my situation.
And just say why, because I've been talking for a second. Just say why, in your opinion, why it should not just be there.
Well, okay. You know what? Since the incident happened with my kid's school, there were a couple of different ways that I had to start viewing it. Because at first I was just like, look.
And please tell people, you know what?
Okay, so
really quick, what happened?
We'll talk about the incident in particular. So there was a kid who is on my kid's bus coming home, And I have to make sure I'm clear about this narrative, because I put something out there and everybody instantly thought the narrative was that my kid got called out of their name. My kid did not get called out of their name. My kid found offense that a child who did not identify was just using the word very loosely.
Oh.
Right?
They so was throwing it out there
on
the bus?
They was just throwing it out there on the bus talking to their friend. And my kid's like, you know, that don't work. So I was like, okay. Just happened to have a call from the counselor. So the counselor goes, anything else we want to talk about? I'm like, yeah, there's a kid on my kid's bus doing this. So they pull the kid, whatever, whatever.
And we're just going to say right now, the word ninja is the word we're going to use, just so you know. Just so I slip, I'm going to just say ninja.
Yeah, we'll just say, yeah. Okay.
So he was throwing out stars.
He was Lupe Fiasco-ing, bro. So.
My ninja, ninja, ninja.
Hey, actually, he was J. Cole. And I swear J. Cole says it more than any other rapper
though,
out there.
I love
there.
It.
So he's just throwing it all around. And my kid's like, what is that all about? What is that all about? So talk to the school. They pull the kid to the side and they talk to him. And it comes back, oh, he said he's sorry. He apologized. And I'm like, that's not acceptable. So I go to the school to talk to the admin staff. And I'm like, what's going on? And unfortunately, when you go to these public schools, the majority of the staff, if not all, represent the people who are offending, not the people who are offended.
Oh, you're saying there's not a lot of black staff members?
Oh, no, there ain't. Bro.
Okay, we're just going to throw it out there.
There ain't. The staff is white. The staff is white, and it's in one of the best schools in Vancouver, just to be honest with you.
I hear you.
So, to be all the way straight, it's Union High School.
Okay? There we go. Oh, I was going to ask if you were going to say the school.
When I talked to the dean, I said, look, you control this narrative because it's getting talked about on the radio this weekend.
There we go.
However you handle it is getting talked about.
I'm glad you at least told him so. You prepped him.
Yeah, so, you know, so I just told him, look, this is the problem we have. You don't get to come at me with the argument about it being in the music, because I'm going to shut you down on that. Guess what? They're parental advisory stickers.
Yes, there are.
So guess what that says? That means the language that's on that is not meant for high school students. If their parents choose to let them buy it, that's on them. The other side is we're in a population that has less than 5% black population. So you can't sit there and tell me that it's okay. Well, these kids are saying it. Look. At first I was like, you know what? They shouldn't be saying it. They shouldn't be saying it. They say, why is it that black kids can say it? And they always try to come with that nonsense.
They're saying it at U of P, Dijon. That's
bro,
why.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I was talking to my friend Ashley Clinton. We share a building. And shout out to Ashley. And I had this revelation. When I was in high school in Chicago at Finger High School, shout out to Finger High School.
Yes,
Titans
sir.
Basketball team is killing it right now. But shout out to Finger High School.
Boys or girls? Boys?
Boys.
Okay.
All black school, black staff. Guess what the black kids weren't allowed to say walking through the hallways?
Ninja.
Ninja.
There we go. No stars thrown.
The black kids weren't allowed to say it in high school neither. So I don't care what the music says. I don't care.
I don't care
what you hear your favorite rapper saying. The black kids were not allowed to say it at school either. It was a cuss word. So this is what I'm proposing for all staff. This is what I'm proposing now.
Get them.
Okay? If a black child says the N-word, they need to be held accountable as if they said a curse word. If any other child says the N-word, it's a racial slur.
It is just a racial slur.
No way around it. You cannot take a word that you said for 400, 500 years and all of a sudden try to say, well, it doesn't mean that when I say it anymore. It still sounds the same coming from you. I'm sorry.
And I just want people to know that, you know, the police will see, it doesn't matter what race, but they will see a person yelling out the N-bomb ninja word out in public as a racial terrorist act.
Right.
And I've heard the police actually say that. Because I've been in an experience where that actually has happened. And so,
here's the thing. Why is it that there's no tolerance for words that are considered slurs when you're talking about members of the LGBTQ community?
Well, preach.
But you try to make all of these different ways around when it comes to people saying ninja. And I had to explain to this staff member. He goes, well, when we talked to the kids, they said, you know, they weren't saying it to someone. They were just saying it to their friends. They didn't direct it. I said, listen, let me tell you something, man. Kids are creatures of habit.
Term of endearment.
Kids are creatures of habit.
Yep.
So if you give them a slap on the wrist because they were able to say, Well, I didn't say it at them. I was saying it to my friend in a nice way. They're always going to circumvent the discipline.
Of course.
You got to make an example at some point.
Of course.
You got to make an example. So here's my other thing, and this is the same thing I said to the admin staff. We've all heard that beautiful adage that the pen is mightier than the sword, right? You've heard that, right, Billy Lee?
That's right.
Okay, pen is mightier than the sword. So that would insinuate that words are stronger than anything, right? So if a kid comes to school with a knife or a gun, do you slap him on the wrist and tell him it's okay, don't do it again? Or do you punish the kid for what they're doing right then and there?
I'm going to crack the whip.
Crack the whip. So with that being said, stop letting the nonsense slide. Teach these kids that they shouldn't be saying it. I don't care what they...
DJ, hold up. I have a question for you really quick.
Go ahead,
because we're going to get into this Billy Lee interview. Billy, so I have a question for you really quick while I turn on Billy's mic.
Rap songs talk about smoking weed, too, but do you give the kids a pass for smoking weed in the hallways?
Right. Do you use the N-bomb word?
Do I use the N-bomb word?
Yeah.
I sure do.
Good man, I do too.
I sure do.
So my Asian ninja that we about to introduce right here. hey, let's check that mic 1212.
Hey,
there you go. In the KBOO studio right now on air. I love to introduce my good friend Billy Lee, aka Billy Soul.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, my guy?
What's going on, man? I'm good, man. Glad to be here.
Got your daughter all up in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sammy, what's going on, girl?
Say hi.
Oh, yes. All on the air. That's right. I'm just going to say, you know, it's it's a pleasure to have Billy here in-house. Billy's family. You know, Billy comes to my house every other Wednesday. It used to be Tuesday, but he switched the days upon me. And he brings his daughter, and we break bread, and we fellowship, and we hang out for about 2 to 3 hours, and we kick it. And some weeks, it's almost like the highlight of my week when you come over, bro.
Hey. Likewise, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's what it's about. You know what I mean?
Now, before we get into this interview, tell the folks, I mean, you know, who does the cooking?
Oh, John. That's right.
Oh, me.
You know, that's right. But see,
Chef,
here's the thing.
Chef Slaughter.
Right? But there's the thing. Like, you know, I can't just, that's your home court. You know what I mean? I just can't just come in and just take over like that. You know
hey,
what
you
mean?
Can cook anytime, brother.
All right.
You can. Hey, I'll step back and you can cook anytime.
Yeah, you know, I just make
you
sure.
Already know. You already know. So.
Bring the ingredients, you know.
I said AKA Billy Soul because Billy is an artist here in Portland. Billy, tell the people where you're from.
I'm originally from Bay Area, yeah. San Francisco.
So he don't get that Portland interview questions, you know what I'm saying? He won't get those.
No, I mean, I've been there like 8 years, you know, back and forth. So I've been there for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but not long enough to be like, hey, I'm representing Portland, you know.
Oh, no, you better not say that.
Yeah, people were immediately like, no, don't.
You already know. So, Billy, tell the people what's, as an artist here, especially here in Portland, how do you see the scene here?
First of all, there's a lot of talent here.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of different style of artists. I mean, even just in hip hop. But you know, myself, I work a lot and like have a kid, and so you know, it's hard to like really go to all the spots and like really like, you know, see like the latest, you know, what's really out there.
Yeah. I hear you.
But you know, I come out of Wicca Wednesday, so all the MCs that come out on Wicca Wednesday, you know,
good
what
man.
I mean, I've met a lot of them, and there's a lot of talent there.
You've had a chance to perform at Wicca Wednesday.
Yeah, at the anniversary parties.
Yes, sir.
And then, and also, you know, once in a while, I'll, you know, do a set here and there, because you know, I try not to do it like too often, and everybody's like, oh, you know, I've already seen Billy's set, I'm not gonna be, you know what I mean? So I just want like, once in a while, just like see. Usually, like after a couple of artists did a set, and I'm like, all right, let me just come in and just set the tone, show them like how it really gets, you know.
Going. But do you get on the cypher and freestyle like 3 or 4 different times?
No, I don't. I don't. Many people ask me a question. So why don't you freestyle? Why? So I'm just gonna clear on the air one time.
Go ahead, Billy. Clear the air.
The reason why. Okay, so. The stuff that I write about, it's like, you know, pretty kind of like conscious and like positive. And I felt like whenever I am spinning on the mic, I'm borrowing someone's ear time. And I felt like I want to be able to give every time that I'm rapping. So, I mean, everybody can rhyme pen and ten, you know what I mean? But it's like,
can everybody rhyme pen?
Some people can't. Some people use the same word over and over real fast,
like
as
the
filler.
N-word with the N-word like, and the N-word, right?
Yeah,
that's what kills
yeah.
me.
Ninja, ninja, ninja.
You know, so... You know, so I felt like until I could, you know, bring my freestyle game up to where, like, my pen game, like, you know, until then I'm just kind of fall back a little, you know what I mean?
And that's respectable, bro.
That's very respectable.
Yeah. That is respectable because, you know, I mean, some people freestyle a lot and they should write and put stuff out there more.
Yes.
Freestyle less.
Or not freestyle at all.
That too.
Yes. Maybe.
Bro, you know what? You know one thing about freestyling? It's kind of like bowling. The more alcohol you have in your system, the better you think you are and you really ain't.
Oh, I feel you. Well, but there are some people who they actually bowl better when they have one or two.
I said it has it in common.
I feel you. I feel you on that one. Yeah. I feel you. So Billy Lee, what are some things that you actually get a chance to write and spit about?
Usually it, I mean, I'm like really old school style, man. Like I
yes.
listen to the beat.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, there's just like really like two style of me of like writing. Like I might just write like 100 bars of just straight raps, no hooks, just go in there. You know what I mean? I mean, 60 bars, you know, 48 bars, you know. And then there's times where I listen to the song, and I just hear the hook first.
So oh, good
I
man.
I'll write the hook.
Okay.
And then once I write the hook, the song kind of writes itself. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. So those are the kind of like my writing process. And lately, I just kind of been focusing on wrapping up these two projects. So
yeah.
Of course, there's always good beats out there, but it's
yes.
like I want to like stay disciplined. I want to just knock out these projects first before like I, you know, dip my toes. Because I'm telling you, like I'm the kind of artist. Like, let's say you know you're a producer. There's no way I'm not just gonna get one beat from you, man. If I like you, and I'm like, oh man, I like this one. Oh, I like this one. Oh,
are
I like
you,
that
are
one.
Are you working
like
with
that
him?
One.
Right.
And the next thing you know, Billy So and Dejan present. You know,
yeah.
Volume one. You know, like you just never know.
Hey, that's
you know?
That's where some of the best, some of the biggest classics come from when you have a producer and an MC and they just work together
yeah.
on a whole project
nice
instead
collabo.
Of somebody just beat grabbing all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's. Right, like I just like this chemistry of because I'm just so old school, man. I'm like same Barbara, you know what I mean? Same.
Right.
Now, Billy, tell the folks when you actually moved to
United
States.
Man. I'm sorry. One more time.
When did you get to the United States?
United States. I came '93, the end of '93.
So as you came, so let me just ask: were you listening to hip hop?
No,
before
not
before you
all.
Came to the United States?
No. Well, like, I'm from Hong Kong originally.
Yep.
And, like, in Hong Kong, it's more, like, pop music. But there is a band, it's called Beyond, and they're, like, really, like, real, original, like, how is it? You know, like, the song, you know, because a lot of Cantonese songs
mm-hmm.
are, like, all... like written like kind of like take the beat from like a hit Japanese song and like wrote their lyrics or like a hit American song and then wrote their lyrics because it used to mess me up because I'm like, oh man, these songs are genius. And then like 10 years later I find out
right.
I'm like, oh wow, Rod Stewart sang this. No, like what's going on?
What is this If You Want My Body and Think I'm Sexy stuff?
Like,
what is
mess
this?
Mess me up.
They were straight plagiarizing.
You know, so then when I came to, I mean, there was like one group that was kind of sort of doing hip hop, but they were more like making fun, you know,
yeah.
like using it more fun. They're not doing like Public Enemies, you know.
So
what I mean?
you jumped into hip hop like in one of the golden eras. 93, 94.
Right?
Woo.
And it's kind of funny. It all started like, because there was this friend that I hang out in class, you know, because none of us, like, English is our first language. Because that's the class that they put us in, you know, like
right.
in the English second language class. So him and I'll be hanging out in the back, and he'd be like, all of a sudden he's like, hey, you heard his CD? And he'd be like, Doggy Style from Snoop Dogg. I'm like, I have no idea what this is, you know? And I'm just like, okay. And then just kind of take it home and wait till like my parents are asleep so I can use, because we only have like one little discman and it's like the home stereo system, so
gotcha.
I gotta plug in the headphones at night, you know what I mean? So So I did a lot of time, you know.
You were sneaking to listen to the hip hop.
Don't that sound? It sounds like a movie scene, bro.
You already know.
That's like a straight movie scene.
Right. I mean, but see, here's the thing. Like, that's how I kind of learned English, because like, okay, like, the very first song I've heard was UNITY by Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Nice.
I just saw it on TV. Like, I was just kind of like, oh man, this beat is kind of, I have no idea what she's saying. I don't even know what UNITY stands for.
Right.
Billy was like Black Power.
Like, I'm just like, hey, whatever it is, this beat is nice. It's just not in my head, you know what I mean? So the song that really, really got me into hip hop was Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio. And because of that song, I liked it so much, I went to the dictionary and looked up the definition of gangster and the definition of paradise. Then I put the two in together. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense.
Billy out there taking hip-hop literal.
Now, you know, the beauty in what Billy's saying, though, is when you talk about, so like us kids who were born and raised here in the United States that are hip-hop heads.
Right.
Back in that, when you're talking about that golden era Slaughter, for me, being in Chicago, we had our own language.
Yes,
but whenever I was listening to EPMD and Public Enemy and then NWA and Rodney O, Joe Cool, like, you start learning the slang from different parts of the country.
Yeah. Yes,
and
you do.
And it makes it where, depending on who you are, you can move around from coast to coast and just blend in. It's not a big deal. Because one of the funny things was that era, like 96, 97, when I moved to Seattle, there was a lot of dudes in Seattle that was loving some Wu-Tang to the point they were stealing names.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You thought everybody was from New York. They was telling you they was from New York, and them dudes hadn't been nowhere but Seattle their whole life. Right?
Yeah, true.
So, love it so much.
Yeah, so it's just interesting to hear you say how you moved over here, and hip-hop was the was that intro for you into, like, language.
Yeah. Right? Or like, watch Fresh Prince.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right.
So it's either TV or music or, you know, talking to friends, because that's really, honestly, like, because at school, they're just teaching you, like,
conversational,
you know, the literature of English. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, but not really, like, in the day-to-day, you know, like, language. And, you know, you don't order food talking that way. Like, you know what I mean? So, like,
right.
How you interact with, like, with the bus driver and stuff like
right.
that. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But it's kind of funny. Like, you know, when Tupac passed away, 96, I was only 14.
Rest in peace.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So my point is, yeah, I have heard of Tupac, like, you know, How Do You Want It, and like Machiavelli's and all of that. But those lyrics, like White Man's World, you know what I mean? Like those songs doesn't really, like, hit
it didn't
me
have
yet.
That impact on you.
Right, you know what
gotcha.
I mean?
Gotcha.
So now as a grown man, going back, listening to the whole thing, and I'm just like, wow. Because...
So let's talk about that, Billy.
Right, because I think to myself, even if I, like, really understand English as a 14-year-old, it would still miss me, you know what I mean?
There's a difference in understanding it conversationally versus understanding it where it really hits home, the impact of the words.
Yeah. For example, like, there might be lyrics I listened to back then and thought it means certain way, and then it actually didn't.
Right. Well, okay. Let's talk about that. Because Slaughter, you've seen it too.
Yes.
Mr. Billy Soul has been listening to like 20 different albums a day.
Oh, he been posting.
And almost, posting them.
Almost 20.
And posting them.
Like 9 realistically.
Yeah. So this guy's been listening to music every day, like full albums, and going, what were you doing? You were going like year by year? Or?
Yeah, I started with like friends just giving me recommendations, and or me like going online, like searching like the greatest 1,000 albums like in hip hop history.
Okay.
And just kind of, you know, find those, and like, you know, if I could find a link, boom, I'll listen to them. And then I just kind of sort them out by the release dates, because you know, and also kind of like for myself, a lot of times I'm like, oh man, like I remember listening to that album.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that these are the same years. Or I'm listening to an album, I was like, oh man, this album came on this time. It kind of reflect back to, oh man, I was living in this place doing it at that time.
Gotcha.
I was like, oh man, this album was out. Like, funny was, I came in September 21st. So it was like, what, like a week later, Souls of Mischief dropped 93 Till Infinity. Oh, 93 to Infinity. So, you know what I mean? So, like, I didn't even start appreciating until, like, recently. So, it was, like, but it was already there.
Right.
But you know, I have no idea. Ain't nobody telling me, hey, let's go to Tower Record and go look for a CD. You know what I mean? Like, it's just whatever is on MTV. If I missed it, then I missed it. So the songs I hear a lot was like Ready or Not by Fugees.
The Fugees.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, so what ended up being your favorite album out of all those albums that you listened to?
Oh, we talk about this all the time.
Okay, I think it has to break it down in a certain category.
Okay.
One is like the one that I never heard of and it surprised me. There's a list of that, and then there are one where it's like I can listen to from the beginning of the song to the last song and be like, just that's a solid. And then there are some, it's like people said, it's always said, this is the classic, and I listen to it, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I have to hear it again.
So I Dijon, one of my favorite things we do, especially at when Billy comes over for dinner, is that Billy will ask me like, oh, so what do you think about this artist or this album? And here's a good example. He was like, oh, Slaughter, what do you think about Goody Mob? I was like, woo!
Right?
Goody Mob? I was like, the first two albums?
Yeah.
I was like, Dungeon Family? Woo! He was like, I don't know. And then I think I almost jumped out of my chair and tackled Billy. I think I almost backhanded him. I was like, what?
But we was also off the Outkast, so it was like,
well,
there was a build up to it.
But Billy loves Outkast.
Right, I got to say the first three album is solid.
But this is the thing, and you got to keep this in mind.
Go ahead.
You got the first Outkast album.
Yep.
Right. Get Up, Get Out, and Get Something on that Southern Playalistic. Yep. Right. And with that, you had your intro to CeeLo.
Yes.
So then you're like, who is this CeeLo dude?
Yep.
And then you find out that he's with Goody Mob. You drop that second album.
Still Standing.
No. We talking about Outkast.
I'm talking about Outkast. Yeah.
So when Outkast drops their second album, you hear a little bit more GMO.
True.
What happens? So in between that, you had the Goody Mob album. Then you had their second album afterwards, right? So you had that build up because that was back when crews would really come out and people would hold off and not run off and try to do their each little individual project. So it's like, if we a group, we a group. This is what we doing.
True.
It wasn't that we're a group when we come together, but he got an album and he got an album and he got an album. And you don't know his album is his album because he got all these features on it and it's produced by somebody that ain't from our camp. So it was different. It hit us different back then. So I understand, Billy.
Yeah.
I'll give you a pardon.
No, I will not give him a pardon on that because that is dope music. He needs to go back and re-listen to some Goody Mob.
I tried it twice.
Billy.
Maybe it was in the headphones.
Don't start losing points on the radio show right now.
Wasn't loud enough. Maybe.
Okay, so did you like Outkast's first album?
Oh my God, that album is probably listed as like the one that is just solid top down. That's a Five Mic album right there.
It is. Okay. Yeah, it is.
Okay. That's a Five Mic album.
Because the South has something to say.
You know. Like, well, big, you know, especially Big Boy just come in and just start rapping right away. I'm just like, okay, you need to relax.
Yeah,
and it's just like that the whole entire album, you know what I mean? Like the beats, player balls, come on, you can't knock that. But
so yeah. Billy, really quick, you know, we sadly, you know, lost our engineer. So, you know, we don't have any live performances today, which is just sad because, you know, we love to brag about how we have live performances on the air, you know, at KBOO. But as we have talked about, as Slaughter loves to crack the whip and put people on blast, would you love to spit for the people on
acapella?
Air? You can even give us a poem because I know you write poetry too.
No, I
saw that. You posted a poem.
I tried. It was during a snow apocalypse time where I stuck at home where I all of a sudden got.
Drop that heat.
You know.
Drop the heat.
Oh, well, okay. I got this one that I wrote. It's called Trying to Stay Sane.
There we go.
So,
give us some bars.
All right, ready? Yeah, honestly, most people don't respect honesty. You're wasting energy, building chemistry. But then suddenly you met somebody, you said finally, because they understand you thoroughly. It don't matter if it's martial art to spit in rhymes or build relationship. If you don't use it, you lose it. Till your mind's really open and your heart hold no judgment. Life is beautiful. Don't take it for granted. This world moving fast pace. I drive in a slow lane. Nobody in my rear view. I'm doing my own thing. Cause expectation often lead to disappointment, frustration, etc. Don't get your heart broken. Say hello to your future and goodbye to your failure. Money don't make a person. That's not how success measure. That's why I move solo. It's not about ego. If you're all about about the dollar. I won't hold you back, partner. I wanna get it too. I'm not trying to lose, but I ain't selling my soul. You get it, my dude? I got love for the art and my heart from the start. So whenever I'm on the mic, I'm doing my part. I know MCs and producers that would die for the cause to feed their fam. You understand? You don't know about losses. Defeat is no stranger if you claim you a boss. Don't trade your battle scar for some ring and some watches. Watch out, slow down, be easy. These girls ain't loyal when these boys are so shady. Like the Walking Dead, first they're your friends, the next second they plot to cut your throat. When you ain't looking, you would figure they should know we have common enemies. Elite societies, government agency, orchestra of this modern day slavery. Whoever don't see, I pity them like Mr. T. We act like we're different, but we are the same. In this crazy world, trying to stay sane. We act like we're different, but we are the same. In this crazy world, trying to stay sane. We act like we're different, but we are the same. In this crazy world, trying to stay sane. We act like we're different, but we are the same. In this crazy world, trying to stay sane.
Hey, that's Billy Lee. Billy Soul. In the building. Hey,
word.
He got like other names like That Boy's Nice.
Son He Nice.
What? Like Sun, S-U-N?
S-O-N.
Oh, see.
You got time? I can tell you that story about that, about this name?
Oh, go ahead real quick. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm a big fan of, you know, New York hip hop. You know what I mean? And talk about that slang. I'd be like, hey, yo, son, yo, money, yo, B. I was doing that for like years. And so I'm just like, you need to relax.
You're going to tone it down a touch. Because
you know, when you were young, you didn't know. But you know, older, you look back, you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? But anyway, so I always thought, like, you know, so people in New York, you know, they're always like, yo, son, you know,
son.
And I always imagined them, like, one of these days, like, one of them day, we would talk about my music. They'd be like, yo, son, he nice. Yo, son, he nice. And I'll be like, son, he nice. You know what I mean? So there you go. Give it back to the East Coast. Because that's not, like, right now, when you say the word hip hop, immediately I think about, like, in the Harlems, in the Bronx, you know what I mean, in Brooklyn. But even though now, you know, like, hip hop is all over now, and
all the world,
like, or, you know, worldwide, and there are a lot of MCs, you know, who will really stick to the essence and really sharpen their skills. You know what I mean? So it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Like everywhere, like you listen to a hip hop song, like rather in Portuguese or like Korean, or like you will nod your head, like you wouldn't mm-hmm. understand what they're saying, but because of the rhythm, because of the flow, and you're just like, man. These guys could be talking about a cartoon, but I'm feeling it because, you know, so that's the beauty of hip hop, you know.
Hey Billy.
Yeah.
My ninja. Hey, hey, real talk. Yeah. We gonna make sure we have Billy back on air and do some live music here up in her. Billy, thank you for coming out.
Hey man, thank you, man.
I appreciate it. Hey, really quick, I got this story about Billy. So Billy was like, I was in the car, or no, I was outside talking to Billy on my porch. You know, about K-Boo, the radio show. And I was like, Billy, why don't you come on down to the show? You know, you can do some live music, whatever. You know, we'll interview, do a little interview. And, you know, we can chat or whatever. He was like, you know, I was thinking about when, you know, I would have a chance to kind of be on the show. I'm one of those guys who don't ask. I wait for the invite. So, Billy, we're going to make sure we give you another invite very soon, bro.
Well, see, that's how a lot of times, you know, people were like knocking on the door, like, hey, man, put me on. And then they realize, like, what are you bringing to the table?
Right, yeah, so right. What do you do?
That's that rule of waking sometimes, man. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Coming up, the big homies always taught me, like, hey, you know, just wait till keep doing you.
Time and place.
Right, just keep doing you. And, you know, if you're working hard, people will notice you. And,
right.
You know, people right. will invite you.
Hey, Billy, where can they find your music and where the people can reach you?
All right, I'm on SoundCloud and I'm on Instagram, so you can find me Billy Soul, BillySoul. Make it easier, you can even type in Son He Nice, SonHeNice.
There we go. So, hey, that's Billy Lee, Billy Soul in the building. Hey, thanks for coming out, baby.
Hey, thank you for having
hey,
me.
Hey, thanks for bringing your daughter, too.
Yeah. Say bye-bye, Sammy.
Ah, yes, Sammy in the building, in the house. You already know it. I'm going to have to make sure I bring my little ones next time. You already know.
You know, I love getting together.
Just big party?
Family affair.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Are you actually going to bring a fruit trade in?
I actually might.
You know, supposed to have had that.
You know, had, you know.
You were supposed to have did that.
What had happened was.
Right.
So, you know, we want to thank Billy for coming through. You know, whenever we can get an artist to come through and, you know, just share, you know, we have, like he said, we have a lot of talent in Portland. And so here at Poetic Justice, we love to have the platform to be able to share some of that talent in the city for you and with you. So you already know that's one of my favorite things when we are out and about, or, you know, talking to people or just figuring out like our next show, like just trying to make sure we bring that some heat, you know, some individuals who actually have some good talent and good things to say. Dijon, so next on the air, you know, we got some DJ Wicked won't be here tonight, I think.
Okay.
He didn't send me no text. Well, maybe he did, but I haven't checked my phone. But we just got back from Ben, and we got back into Portland kind of late.
No stories to tell?
I might have a couple, but we might have to say that for the next show.
Okay.
Because we just got too much on the air tonight. But I was like, hey, Wicked. You know, because our radio show always end, they come to happen the weekend we go to Ben. So it's like Friday, Saturday, we're in Ben. Then Sunday, we get back, and then there's a radio show. So, you know, Billy's good. You know, we've been driving, or he ain't been driving. He's been riding.
Oh.
He's been chauffeured.
He rides shoddy.
You know, right, gotcha. Right. Dictating the music, because, you know, you can't play music that DJ Wicked don't want to hear.
You can't argue with DJ Wicked. Just get over it.
So when I looked in his face, he was like, I'm going to hit you. And I was like, he's not coming through. My ninja not coming through. So we got Von D in the building. We're going to get Von D on these ones and twos. But before that happens, I got a man in this studio. Go ahead and put them earphones on. I got a man in this studio. So I had a chance. I want to give a shout out to my man Janice. He a good guy in this city. He is a graphic designer. He makes stickers. Made some stickers for Ayatollah. Ayatollah made that beat for Miss Fat Booty, if you didn't know. Shout out to Ayatollah. And my man Janice was like, Slaughter, I'm doing these events called Sketching Beats. And I was like, okay. And he invited me to them. And I was like, all right. I couldn't make the first one because I had an event same day. And then he hit me. He was like, Slaughter, man, I got this another Sketching Beats coming up. Would you please host it? And I was like, oh, man, easy. So I went down to the Nucleus and didn't know what to expect, but had one of the best times, one of the best events that I've been to in a long time. I was about to cuss real quick, and I had a chance to meet four different beat makers and producers. I knew one of them because he's actually my nephew, but we'll talk about that later. But the first dude who was up was Stupid, and I was like, man, you got to come on down to the radio station and do... hopefully do a beat set. Now, I'm going to just say right now, we're not going to be able to hear no beat set because we don't have our engineer tonight, but I'm going to make him beatbox. But in the studio right now, we got my boy, Jalowo. Jalowo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, dude?
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing so good, man.
Hey, when you said your name the first time, I had to say it like four or five times. I was like, Jalowo?
Is he saying it right?
Because
he
right.
Still don't say my name right.
I don't. I be saying his name extra wrong.
On purpose. Is what I'm starting to think.
Sometimes, but no. Give the people your government name.
Government name, Jacob.
There you go. He ain't going to give you a last name, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Jacob, tell the people where you're from.
Originally from Colorado, and then I came out here about 4 years ago. Okay. Been loving my time in Portland.
Okay. Yeah.
So tell the people what do you have a 9-to-5?
As of right now, I'm doing music full time.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm pushing music, man.
Hey, Jacob, don't go with another job.
All right.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. So tell the people, well, what's your specialty?
My specialty is just playing like really cinematic lo-fi hip-hop, man, instrumental hip-hop. That's what
yes.
I do.
And you make live beats.
And making live beats. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, are you also a producer?
I am a producer as well. Yeah, I've been working with a couple guys here in the city.
Okay.
Recently, just put out a collab with Gravel, and then also just put out one with Sage William as
well.
Yeah, Gravel's not from Portland though, but he's a good cat for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what's more of your, what do you love to do, or do you love to go and do more live shows, or do you love to kind of sit there and make that music happen
man, you put so much hours, you know, in the studio and putting in, but then it's finally just that moment when you get to share it with people that it really just comes alive, bro. And like, yeah, I'm all about just playing live. It's the best thing, dude.
Yeah. We got to have you come down to Wicked Wednesday. I already talked to DJ Wicked about you, but yeah, come down and do a beat set.
Yeah, dude, I'd love to.
We got
to
make it happen.
I want to.
Yes, this Wednesday, there's actually, and we'll just give a public service announcement right now. You don't actually have to come down, but here at Poetic Justice on KWU Air, we love to tell you about different events that are happening. And one of the events that's happening is, you know, down at Beulah Land every Wednesday, there's Wicked Wednesday. But this Wednesday, there's a huge event going on. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but let's see if we can get you like in like 2 weeks or so.
All right,
let's do it.
I'm down for it, bro. Yes.
So what are some of your who are some of your inspirations, like type of either beat makers or just music that inspired you to want to actually do what you do?
Yeah, for sure. I really kind of grew up listening to a lot of melodic hardcore and like metal. So it's very different from what I'm producing now. But it was really like listening to this music that was online. It's kind of like lo-fi hip hop coming out of like Europe. I was listening to dudes in France and Germany and stuff like that. And they're just kids that are just like super good at what they do. And after hearing that, I was like, I wonder if I could make that. And then I just ended up just building out a studio and then going for it, man.
So. Now for those of us who think we know,
yeah,
and for those who don't know,
yeah,
tell what lo-fi hip-hop is.
Lo-fi hip-hop, man.
When you use that term, add some flavor to that for the people who are like, what is he talking about?
For sure. For me, personally, it's the crispy, just the textured sounds, the sampling, live field recordings, just like finding whatever you can get your hands on that just sounds good and turning it into music, essentially. But it's got that specific textured sound that's coming out of the SP-404 by Roland, or it's coming out of the old Akai MPCs and stuff like that. But we're all trying to get just that really nice, just lush sound. And it's usually instrumental. You got flips of like, you know, contemporary artists and stuff like that. Biggie is one that shows up all the time. A lot of Biggie showing up. But yeah, that's kind of what it is. So
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought of.
Well, something to just bounce your head to. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I was, and when Jalolo was playing, I was, my head was moving. Head was moving.
So is it almost kind of a, for lack of a better way to describe it, like a fusion of hip hop and lounge music?
There we go. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's, you know, the joke is that there's so many YouTube, playlists and videos out there, channels that are all just like, you know, chill beats to study to, chill, you know what I mean?
Right.
And there's all that going on. But it's cool. It's a music form that you could honestly do anything to and enjoy. So if you're hanging, chilling, you know, playing games, whatever you're doing, just
Now, really quick, do you have music for the people to pick up?
Yes, I do.
So people can hit you up and to get some instrumentals from you.
Like to listen to my beats? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah. SoundCloud, Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes. I mean, I'm everywhere. It's just Jalowo, Jalowo. Then I'm on Instagram. It's like my main form of engagement is through Instagram.
All right.
And you can find me at the same. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. Now, do you also can't, cause I know there's a lot of different, people who listen to our show, a lot of, especially MCs too. And they're always tapped in, especially if me or Dijon are live. Do you have music as in that you produce that people can pick up?
Oh, in terms of like leasing and stuff like that.
Sure.
Usually, yeah, stuff like that. No, I would just be hitting up with MCs and things, and we would just work that out.
Okay.
As of right now, I don't have just like beats for lease or
anything. Oh, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have to make sure we invite you back too to do like a live set, because I would love for you to do some live music in here in KWU.
Heck yeah, bro.
Oh, bro, we're going to make it happen, Jalolo. Oh, Jalolo. Oh, we're going to make it happen. But do you beatbox?
Do I beatbox?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, you want to give the people some sounds really quick?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, Jacob, give him a little something on air.
Okay. All right. Boom. That's it.
Oh, see, there we go. See,
nice.
I told Dijon I was gonna put him on the spot and be like, dang, We don't have the engineer.
We ain't got an engineer.
I'm gonna make him beatbox. You already know. Hey, you're a good man too for playing along. I love it. Do you have any other projects or events that you're working on as of now that you want to tell the people about?
Yeah, man. Here in 2 weeks, March 15th, I'm dropping another EP.
Nice.
Yeah, EP's called Sejuku. Sejuku is a Tai Chi aesthetic that is about the art of being still while in the midst of activity. So it's kind of a paradox of just like finding inner peace while being in the midst of a busy, you know, situation or like season of life. And so these tracks, I kind of really produce them to be songs that people can kind of just like, yeah, it's the meditative, reflective, but then, yeah, it's just very textured, instrumental.
Nice. And are you doing like a release party or?
As of right now, no. I'm probably gonna be slipping those songs into my like live sets here. Over the next month.
Nice.
I know that. Yeah, I'm just gonna be playing gigs here.
Okay.
So yeah, the best way to stay updated on that stuff is through my Instagram. That's where I usually post that stuff up. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, man.
Oh yes. Oh, let's make it happen.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
For sure. Hey, hey, bro, thanks for coming down.
Yeah, bro. Thank you for having me on, John.
Oh, you already know it. Hey, if you haven't had a chance, go and find this man's music. He, you know, when you're in a room and you hear music, especially when you hear good music and it's live music, you know when it's happening. And so, hey, go support local artists. It's a must that we support each other. That's how we actually get a chance to move and make things happen. Hey, I'd love to invite you down this Wednesday, down to Wicked Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good show. There's about four different MCs who are performing.
So.
It's a kind of a big night. I got a buddy of mine in my crew who his daughter has cancer. And so we're doing a kind of like a benefit show. So it should be kind of like more people than usual on the usual.
Okay.
Come on through.
Yeah, man.
You already know. Hey, thanks for coming through.
Yeah, dude. Thank you,
bro.
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey, that's Jacob, a.k.a. Jalowo in the building. Hey, we're going to make sure we have him back here with some live music and making some live beats here in the studio on KBOO. You already know it. Dijon, let's play some music real quick. We got a DJ in here. He got some records.
That's right. He's actually one of the resident DJs for Wicked Wednesday.
Oh man, it's team Wicked. Hashtag team Wicked in the building.